With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. We're learning more about the death of a legendary actor.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell says a rodent-borne disease took the life of his wife, Betsy Arakara, at their New Mexico home. Authorities also believe Arakara was dead roughly 1 week before Hackman died. Police say one arrest has been made, and at least two more are likely in connection with the death of a 20-year-old college student in Louisiana following an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering junior at the Southern University, died in late February. Police say he was arrested this week and now faces charges of manslaughter and criminal hazing. Authorities are investigating additional suspects and anticipate at least two more arrests in the case. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump acknowledges that his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. That comes as the president is increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com. As SRN Michael Harrington reports, pro-life laws are working.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not threat Israeli patients. Sarah Abulabdeh, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse were suspended from a hospital in Sydney over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. She said she wouldn't treat Israel patients with Nadir, said she had killed Israelis. This is SRN News. Wyoming's Free Freedom Caucus is flexing its political muscle. Keith Peters has the story.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed three of the conservative lawmakers' top five bills into law. They include a steep property tax cut, a ban on diversity programs in government, and non-recognition of driver's licenses issued to unauthorized immigrants. Stricter voter registration and residency requirements still await Gordon's signature. Keith Peters reporting.
A winter storm has dumped heavy snow across northern Arizona, playing a major factor in a 15-mile backup on a major interstate there. Big rigs and other vehicles were stalled on I-40 westbound between Flagstaff and Williams for at least an hour late Friday. More stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.